USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC again flip-flopped on its masking guidelines for people who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky on Tuesday.
The largest concern that I think we in public health and science are worried about is that virus and the potential mutations away. We are from a very transmissible virus that has the potential to evade our vaccines in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat. If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Democrat political donor Ed Buck was convicted Tuesday of supplying fatal methamphetamine doses to two men at his West Hollywood apartment. Buck could face life in prison after the guilty verdict. 4 years ago, Jamel Moore was found dead from an OD in Buck's Hollywood apartment. Timothy Dean was found dead from an OD at the same apartment in January of 2019. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Let's get an update from Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission. Dan Naraki explains.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing, though he was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off of the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect us and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Fred Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the death are not. The death are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.